and get it.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means we'll start off the first hour with my co-host, Brooks Kubik, as we cover some important topics in this physical culture radio episode. Did Reg Park do cardio? And why is that even important? Then at the top of the second hour, I'll be joined by Dr. Monica Fleschner to talk about the importance of early life exercise and how it affects the gut microbiome, which promotes healthy brain and metabolism. This is the antithesis of what we see today, with most children being quite obese. So we'll get into that in just a couple minutes. But first, without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
As he wipes the chalk off of his hands and he puts his hands around his microphone, he's here, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Good, good. So, today's question, did Reg Park do cardio, is really a prelude to a more important discussion, which we'll endeavor today, and that is, what role does cardio even play in the scenario of physical culture? So where would you like to start with this discussion?
Well, why don't we start with the basic question, which sort of frames it, and that is, did Reg Park do cardio? And does that sound like a good way to?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, so probably most of the listeners know who Reg Park was, but if you don't, he was the top bodybuilder in the world in the 50s and really most of the 60s. He was from England, three-time Mr. Universe winner. And interestingly, he won the Mr. Universe championship every 7 years. Not like three times back-to-back, but 51, 58, and 65.
Wow.
You know, which is, that shows a lot of longevity.
Staying power, real staying power, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Park was a huge, massively muscular man. He was 6 foot, 6 foot one, 235 pounds of muscle, played Hercules in the movies, and he looked more like Hercules than Hercules did. He was strong. He squatted 600 pounds, and that was back when the top Olympic weightlifters, heavyweight Olympic weightlifters, were barely handling very much more than that. He used 300 pounds in the press behind neck with
a
barbell.
Wow.
And some people say that was for reps. I mean, that was like, whoa, it was pretty awesome.
Right.
He was the second man in history behind Doug Hepburn to bench press 500 pounds. So you have a man who's the top bodybuilder in the world and one of the very strongest men in the world. And even though he's a big, massively muscled man, he's incredibly lean.
Right.
You know, if you see photos of him, and we've actually put some photos on the Facebook page for today's show, if you look at photos of Reg Park, he looked as lean and muscular and cut up for the 50s and 60s as men who were 100 pounds lighter in body weight.
Right.
I mean, you know, he really had an extremely muscular, lean body for someone who was carrying 235 pounds.
Well, and his level of conditioning, his level of leanness is representative of what we see in today's athletes as opposed to yesteryear's athletes. That's what made him such a standout, because he was displaying the type of striation and cuts and definition that we see in today's athletes.
That's very true. And that was combined, as I say, with more muscular size than any other bodybuilder of the era, and strength that was fully equal to the top Olympic weightlifters. I can't say powerlifters, because powerlifting really wasn't a competitive sport then.
Right.
But as I said, he was the second man in history to bench press 500 pounds. I mean, he was really something. He was, you know, very, very much a triple threat for muscle mass, muscular definition and separation, and muscular strength. Okay, so the question becomes, well, you know, what did he do to get that muscularity? Was he doing cardio years before anyone else was doing cardio? And the answer was no. He did not. What he did was what all of the old-timers, and really everyone up until the mid-70s or the early 80s in bodybuilding, you know, really what everyone did was use the weight training workouts, the bodybuilding and weightlifting workouts, the workouts that were used to build muscle mass and muscular strength. He used those workouts to develop that lean muscular condition. In other words, to the degree that he was getting any kind of fat burning or cardio effect, he was getting it from his weightlifting workouts. And that's what everybody used to do. And so that's what, you know, I framed the question by referring to Reg Park. Did he do cardio? No. Did he look like he did cardio? Absolutely. And so the question becomes, what can we learn from that to use in our own training?
Well, I have to ask this question. I'd be remiss if I don't. So when did we see cardio step into play the major role that it plays today within bodybuilding, would you say, if you had to estimate?
Well, it was in the late 70s and early 80s when Mike Mentzer began really pushing hard on the high-intensity bodybuilding training. The Nautilus training, the very short workouts, 15 to 30 minutes, one set per body part to failure, you know, that sort of thing. And because the workouts were so short, in order to develop the kind of muscularity that was needed to win bodybuilding contests, Mentzer started doing extremely high amounts of cardio.
Oh.
And so you had a shift from Arnold, Franco, Frank Zane, all of the earlier bodybuilders, including Bill Pearl, Reg Park, Steve Reeves, John Grimmick. Everyone previously had used their weight training combined with a sensible diet to develop the muscularity. That changed when the weight training workouts became so short that something had to be added in order to burn all the calories that needed to be burned for competition. Huge sea change.
Interesting. So that's probably also when the hypercaloric diets became popular, because people felt that they were protected by their cardio, so they could eat more And the idea would be that they'd build more muscle, but the reality was that they had to spend more time just burning the additional fat away.
Well, you had a lot of things come into play at the same time. You had, you know, in the 1960s, Dr. Kenneth Cooper came out with aerobics, and we had a jogging craze that eventually became a cardio craze. So you've got that kind of building steam, and everybody's starting to believe that cardio training, aerobics, jogging, that sort of thing, was necessary for good health and fitness and to burn calories, and et cetera. You had the weight training workouts starting to gravitate, or the bodybuilding workouts starting to be combined sessions of weight training and cardio for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time that all this was happening, what was the dietary dogma, both in the common culture and in the bodybuilding world?
Right.
It was high carb.
Yep.
You know, and
yeah,
and
these guys were eating 600-800 grams of carbs just rudimentarily.
Yeah.
They were still eating high protein, but not even high protein compared to what today's high protein is.
Right. And so you had guys who were being taught that they needed a high carb diet for athletic performance. So they're following a high carb diet, ostensibly for athletic performance, eating a lot of whole grains and so on, and having a lot of difficulty getting lean, for obvious reasons, because a high carb diet is not a diet that's going to make you lean, it's a diet that's going to make you fat. So they're following that kind of diet. They're using different kinds of weight training than they had used before, and they're going cardio crazy.
Yeah, this is really interesting, because what this delineates
mm-hmm.
is the two perceived purposes for cardio. One is the effects on cardiovascular health and conditioning, but the other is to burn off excess calories. And think about that for a second. This is like, let's say you got paid in cash, you had a hole in your pants pocket, and every Friday on the walk to the bank, you literally dropped half of your pay on the way. You lost it. And so instead of saying, let me sew up the pants, you go, I need a better paying job, so that the net effect is I get to the bank with more money. So the whole idea of doing more cardio to offset the added calories is really as wasteful as losing half your paycheck walking to the bank.
It really is. And it's kind of mind-boggling to think that someone would want to do 5 to 10 or more hours a week of conventional cardio on a cardio machine, a treadmill, bicycle, step climber, you know, any kind of cardio machine, or just, you know, going out running or jogging or whatever. Why would you want to put that much time into your cardio solely to be able to have, you know, a whole wheat bagel with cream cheese and fruit on top of it for breakfast?
Right.
It's like, why not skip the bagel and end up at the end of the day the same point, the same total calorie expenditure, but without all the wear and tear on your body and without wearing yourself down? Because quite frankly, and people often don't like to talk about this, but cardio, excessive cardio, wears your body down.
Yes.
It can be extremely counterproductive.
So there is obviously a value to cardiovascular training as it relates to the heart, but if you don't need to do the excess cardio to burn the calories, can your heart benefit if you're doing the right type of resistance training? And that's what we're going to get into in this next discussion. We're also going to be talking about the role of stress and in this whole equation. We're talking with my co-host, Brooks Cubic. His website is brookscubic.com. We're also going to talk about the new Dinosaur Files that's being released soon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, Brooks Cubic, before we get back into this discussion, you have the new Dinosaur Files coming out, right?
They're going to be coming out very soon. It'll be the February issue, and we're putting the finishing touches on, and it's looking pretty darn good.
And people can go to your website, brookscubic.com, for an immediate download to that, right?
Well, not to the February issue because it's not out yet, but as we put issues out, we put them up on the website for the immediate download. They're not available by subscription. It's a buy each one as you go along deal, which I think is a lot better for people. So we've got the December issue up, we've got the January issue up, and February will be up very soon.
Okay, getting back to the discussion at hand. So let's say you say, okay, I don't really need cardio. Walking is okay, but I don't really need cardio to burn the extra calories if I'm adjusting my intake appropriately. And what am I losing for heart health? And the argument would then be, you're gaining a lot for heart health and cardiovascular conditioning from your weight training if you're doing it right. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was a kid, one of my favorite writers, Bradley J. Steiner, often wrote about the conditioning effect of basic barbell and dumbbell workouts. And he talked about building the heart and lungs of a lumberjack. And you know, it's interesting. People often, when they think about cardio, they think, I need to do something that is going to let me run a marathon. Or I need to do something that's going to let me, be a top level runner where I can run 5 miles or 10 miles at a certain speed, and so on. And if you think about it, that's not really the kind of thing that the human body was developed to do, evolved to do, or ever really needed to do. And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, but what about hunters and gatherers? They ran their prey to death. They did this. They did that. Well, yes and no. What they did was stop, start, chase, stop, sneak up,
right,
run, slow down, lie in wait. I mean, they did lots of different things.
Yeah, they didn't run for 18 miles straight.
No, the modern marathon is a sporting event that we've created, but it's not something that was a unique part of human development. But what people do is they take a very extreme view of cardio. And I made the reference to Bradley J. Steiner talking about you'll have the heart and lungs of a lumberjack, because that's the kind of fitness that really is important in day-to-day living. It's lumberjack fitness. A lumberjack works hard. You're sawing. I'm talking about old-fashioned lumberjack where you're using hand tools.
Right.
You're sawing. You're cutting. You're lifting. You're dragging. You're pushing stuff. You're using an axe, using a saw. But you're not doing it nonstop. It's not like you work 10 hours nonstop doing very light repetitive motions. Some of the motions involve a lot of strength. Boom, pop. Others are easier and slower and more gradual. You might walk a mile into the woods carrying your equipment. Then you set things up. Maybe you take down some small trees. Then you go after the big tree. Some of that is very light work. Some of it is moderately heavy work. Some of it might be extremely heavy, demanding physical work, but there's a balance. And that's the natural rhythm of the human body, is alternating different intensities of movement. Easy, difficult, moderate, easy, difficult. And if you were able to structure a workout of some sort in that fashion, you'd be doing something that approximates what the human body was developed to do, to have a very good all-around mix of strength and power and endurance, or what we used to call conditioning.
Right.
So, Carl, can you think of something that might give the human body that kind of workout? He said, throwing a softball gently towards his co-host.
Yeah, no, but this is great. But I have to tell the backstory of why I train the way I train now. So, as many of the listeners know, I suffered from obstructive sleep apnea for a while. it actually changed my heart rhythm. My heart used to have lots of extra beats and skip beats. I would sit there and I would pay attention to my pulse, and it would go very rhythmically, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And then all of a sudden it would go ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And then ba-boom. And that, well, that scared the crap out of me for a long time.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I really need to start training in a way that will allow my heart to become more regulated. I wanted greater heart health. I didn't say to myself, I know what I need to do. I need to do an hour of cardio every morning. No, that's not what, because what's going to help my heart is bringing it up to a peak and letting it come back down again over and over again so that it can run through its paces of the different ranges of heart rate and stress on my heart. So I started to do giant sets with heavy weight. And I just posted a picture on Facebook. It's also on my website, of a snapshot of my Fitbit heart rate during a traditional back routine. A back routine where I will do a heavy rowing movement followed by two moderately heavy isolation movements. So I'll do a row. I'll do a bent over back row with a barbell, grab two dumbbells and do rear delt flies, and walk over to a pulley machine and do hammer curls, for instance. And I do five sets of those, and then I move, and in between my giant set, I walk to recover generally for about a minute and a half. I walk around the gym. I think people pretty much expect to see me now. I do it so often. If you look at the picture that I posted of a 59-minute workout, you'll see that of 59 minutes, I spent 19 minutes in my peak heart rate zone, 24 minutes in my cardio zone, and only 13 minutes in what is considered fat burning zone. Now, when I show this snapshot of a traditional workout, I actually sent it to my daughter. She thought I was doing sprints. She goes, oh, it looks like you're sprinting. Because what people will do is they'll sprint and then they'll walk for a while. And then they'll sprint, and then they'll walk for a while. And this is considered high intensity interval training, HIIT. Well, if my heart doesn't see any difference of whether I'm doing with barbells or running in the park, are the results any different? I would say no. And I would ask even Sabina Scala to weigh in on this, because we had her on the show about the importance of the two different types of effects on the heart, eccentric and concentric. And she said, you know, if you just walk 40 minutes once a week, that's going to do the volume throughput to affect the eccentric. The weightlifting is affecting the concentric force of the heart. Well, I'm doing it in one session. I'm getting the concentric work done, and then instead of sitting and resting, I'm walking. I walk an average of 3,000 steps in that workout.
Well, something interesting that Carl did not know is that according to eyewitness accounts of Reg Park's workouts back in the 1950s, Park would train hard, heavy, fast, and after each set, he would walk around the gym doing deep breathing exercises.
Are you kidding?
I am serious. I am serious. And going back further, Bob Hoffman did the very same thing at the York Gym. He called it the Hoffman Walk. There's a very strong history in physical culture of doing a hard, heavy set and walking and breathing deeply, and not talking with your buddies,
right,
not checking things out on the cell phone, not doing anything but focusing on the walking, the moving, and the breathing. And when the breathing comes back down to the right level where
right,
you can do your next set or your next exercise,
mm-hmm,
boom, you go right back to it.
That is exactly so. You know what? We've gone long. I have to mention something.
Okay.
This is interesting. We did not discuss this before the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, I didn't even talk about this because it's something that I do constantly, but I'm a huge believer in deep breathing in between sets to reoxygenate and recover faster. And that is exactly what I do when I walk around. I breathe very deeply in through my nose and blow out through my mouth, almost in a meditative approach to both hyperoxygenate my blood, but also to recover faster. And that's exactly, and I swear to you, I've never read anything about Reg Park except what I've heard you talk about and other people talk about. I've never really paid attention to that sort of stuff. This is just something that I began doing instinctively.
It's really interesting, and it's funny how these things happen when we're on the show. And you know, as we tell people, I hope people believe us. We don't plan these out, or you know, say, you know, here's the points we're going to cover, or, you know, compare notes or anything. We just come up with a topic, and then, you know, we talk, and we often learn things like this in the course of the show, which is a lot of fun. But the history of physical culture has a lot of people, Carl, who have done the very same thing or something very similar.
Right.
And if you look at it, tell you where you see it a lot. Look at an athlete where they go out of bounds, they go off the mat. You see this in wrestling a lot. Athlete goes back to the starting line or the center of the wrestling mat or wherever they need to be on the football field, and they often walk back with their hands on their hips, and you see the chest rising and falling. What are they doing?
Breathing.
They're breathing. And
purposeful breathing.
Purposeful breathing. And I'm talking about elite, world-class athletes. And what people don't understand is they're not breathing because they're out of breath. They're not breathing because they can't get enough air into their lungs. They're breathing because that's what they do in their training. It's natural for them.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it prepares you for what's coming. It oxygenates the blood. But the other thing is, it's part of your focus and your concentration and your training or competing or lifting pattern. And the other thing about this that some people I'm sure are going to find infuriating, one of the benefits of focusing on your breathing in between sets is that you're not flapping your jaw. You're not talking.
Well, if you're walking in between sets, you can't talk to people because unless they're walking along with you, and they generally aren't. And I love that. Mm-hmm. As soon as I finish my set, I start walking.
And you know, you're moving your body. You're moving your legs. You're swinging your arms. You're breathing deeply. You're encouraging circulation throughout the entire body. It's a very, very healthy thing to do. And a very natural thing to do. And as I said, it used to be something that was very common. And then, over time, what happened was you had people start to sit down, and then people start to sit down next to each other and start talking, and all of a sudden people are taking really long breaks between sets. And the whole thing that you're doing now and that Reg Park did back in the 50s, training hard and relatively fast with minimal rest between sets, started to fall by the wayside, to be forgotten. And that changed things, and not for the best. And again, you know, going back to, do you need to do cardio? If your whole workout has you walking and breathing deeply and heavily,
and your heart going from pounding to a baseline multiple times throughout the point of an hour.
Yeah, if you're doing that, you're not going to need the cardio. If you're not doing that because you're doing a set and then you're resting and talking and taking it easy, and eventually, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes later, long after you've recovered and you can do your next set, you go back and do it, you know, that's when you're not getting a cardio effect from your weight training.
Right. And now that may be good for the guy who's trying to build a 600-pound bench press. Don't get me wrong. My objective was to make my workouts as progressively difficult to challenge my heart. And I can tell you with complete unabashed assuredness, it changed my heart. I don't have those skip beats anymore. I don't have those hiccup heartbeats anymore. And it's from nothing else but that training. So, and I'm still strong. It's not, maybe I could be stronger right now if I
did the five reps and sat for 3 to 5 minutes and did another five reps, maybe I could. But I train for the yin and yang of training. I want to be strong, but I want to be conditioned, and I want to be healthy, and I want to have a strong, healthy heart. So for me, if I had to give up a 10%, or maybe even some people say, no, it's about 20% strength gain in a particular movement, instead, to have a heart that is going to endure the length of my life, so be it. But that's my those are my choices. That's my reason for training like this, which comes back full circle to say that the fathers of physical culture were not exclusively after muscle gains and strength gains. It was about health. At the end of the day, it was about being stronger and healthier. And that's something we've lost today, in my opinion.
That's very true. And, you know, that's reflected, we've said it before, that's reflected in the magazines of the era. In England, you had Health and Strength magazine. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., you had Strength and Health magazine.
And then eventually Muscular Development in the absence of any considerations of health.
Things changed.
Right.
Things changed. But it used to be that everyone focused on health. And you know, interestingly, a whole lot of people back then spent their money on buying a barbell. And that was the biggest health care expenditure of their entire life.
Right. Think about that. Healthcare expenditure.
And I'm serious. Think about that. Yeah.
Okay. I want to stay with this for a minute longer because I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what drugs do in this whole scenario. As we talked about a little bit earlier, you and I, Brooks, I said, you know, I gave you my theory on why drugs work the way they do.
So we will have your theory on that.
Okay. So stay tuned.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michael's health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay. So this is something that we did discuss ahead of time that I want to inject now. This notion, okay, first of all, we are starting to understand possibly why there are non-responders. This could be part of the reason. But we're starting to understand the role of unusual levels of stress on the body and how they may be derailing you from your goals. If your goals are to lose body fat, if your goals are to build muscle, you have to remember from an evolutionary perspective, the body sees muscle as a luxury. It comes at a great metabolic cost. It sees fat as a necessity. It is a metabolic savings plan as far as the body is concerned. The body believes the environment is hostile. The body believes that you are being challenged every single day in ways that cause the body to worry, for lack of better terms, that the future is unstable. It will store as much body fat as it can because it thinks that these are tough times and it needs to be prepared. This is why the discussion we had yesterday about how nutrition affects circadian rhythm. This is why the body is paying attention. It likes predictability. It likes regimentation. It likes access to food. And it likes you to have what, for lack of better terms, a really happy life. Because then the body goes, things are good. We're in an environment that is supportive of our life. And it can take the brakes off and let the fat go and allow muscle to be built and allow you to thrive. We've seen studies recently about women, their perceived level of stress, and their inability to lose body fat. I mean, the things I'm talking about will continue to be proven as time goes on. You watch. Because everything is true from an evolutionary perspective. Everything. So, with that being said, it could very well be that the reason that we even need the drugs we use today, clenbuterol, T3, anabolic steroids, all these different cutting agents and diet agents and anabolic agents, is because the way we are training is so hard, is so stressful to the body, that we have to use drugs to fool the body and derail it from what it wants to do. Which begs the question, what are the long-term damages to the metabolic system from doing that? That's a whole different show. But what I'm coming full circle to is,
If you're eating more than you need to because you're going to do 2 hours of cardio every single day, you may not lose weight as fast as you want to without the drugs. You need to slide back a little bit, and you need to start doing what's good for your body, and your body will give you the results you desire. Long, arduous bouts of cardio to burn off the calories is silly. Eat less. If you need to create an 800-calorie deficit every day by doing an hour extra of cardio, how about just eating 800 calories less? Your thoughts, Brooks.
Blake Donaldson in Strong Medicine, this is back in the early 60s, wrote something somewhat similar for diabetics. He said, if you are, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was pretty close to this, he said, if you are taking insulin to control your blood sugar so that you can eat a chocolate eclair at breakfast, you're crazy.
Right.
And similarly, I would say, and you know, I think everyone who listens to the show knows that you know I'm a lifetime drug-free natural athlete, natural lifter, you know, and I'm opposed to the use of PEDs and drugs in sport, and I'm opposed to their recreational use. And where I come down on it is very similar to what you just articulated. Instead of using a poor form of training, which essentially is overtraining, and then having to use drugs to try to make up for the bad training and the overtraining, why not focus on the training? Why not use a better, more effective training method so that you get results from training, diet, nutrition, supplements, if you want to use supplements, if you want to go on a sensible supplement program, but not the drugs. And you know, it's just amazing that people forget that where it all starts is with your training.
Right.
And people always forget the training factor, and they look at other things. And nowadays, Carl, you've got people who, from day one of their physical training, are completely off on the wrong foot.
Right.
You know, they're not focusing on their strength training. They're not training progressively. They're cardio crazy.
They're not listening to their bodies, because if you need a pre-workout supplement to get into the gym, there's a problem.
Yeah, and it's so different than it used to be. And it's amazing that people have forgotten so much of what was actually common knowledge just 50 years ago, 40 years ago, perhaps 30 years ago. Things have changed, and they've not changed for the better. And it's a problem. But you know, the one very interesting thing that sort of summarizes and encapsulates the whole thing for me. Old-time physical culturists tended to live very long, very active, very healthy lives without drugs. And I'm talking about no bodybuilding drugs and none of the pharmacology that is foisted upon us by modern pharmaceutical companies. They were just people who took responsibility for their health. They trained. They watched what they ate. They didn't do things to excess. They didn't burn themselves out with 2 hours of cardio every day. And they were extremely successful. In the modern world, you can go on the internet, you can start doing searches, you find people dropping off at early ages, right and left. And you ask yourself, what are the factors? And I would suggest that one of the factors is extreme overtraining, both too much high-intensity weight training, you know, whatever kind of weight training you do. I'm not singling out high-intensity this or high-intensity that. I'm just saying
too much for you, too much for your body.
Too much for you, whatever you're doing. Too much, too hard, too heavy, too often.
Right.
almost always nowadays combined with too much, too hard, too intense, too frequent cardio.
And let's not forget too much calories. Too many calories. You know, you're eating way more than you need to.
And if you stack all of those stressors together, the body gives out. And so you have people who are not finding that training is the road to lifelong strength and health. What they find is training is a way to burn out, often very quickly, and sometimes to have some really serious health effects. Carl, I was reading some Russian research from the mid-1970s. And in that research, they found that in a group of 100 or 110 athletes that they tested, weightlifters, Olympic weightlifters, a substantial proportion of them had physical signs of heart disease. And these were athletes ranging from, I think, 18 to 31, 18 to 35. They're relatively young.
Right.
They were strong. They were active. They were apparently very healthy. They looked healthy. But there were problems. And when the doctor that did the study looked into each individual case, he found that in one-third of the cases, the culprit, in his opinion, was overtraining. And these are young and healthy athletes. Think of what happens if you're older, or if you're not an athlete, you don't have the conditioning base that these young men did, but you're overtraining. And you're just constantly wearing your body down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing.
No.
And that's why what you're doing, in my opinion, and in your own workouts, what you're doing is a really good idea, particularly for someone our age, and that is by combining your strength training, your bodybuilding, your muscle building, your fat burning, and your cardio, by combining that into one workout that you finish in 59 minutes and 3 seconds, according to your Fitbit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
By doing that and removing the need for other exercise, you know, for another hour of cardio, you're doing your body a great service because you're virtually ensuring that you will not overtrain.
Yeah.
Huge, huge thing.
And something we need to talk about in a near future show is how these Fitbits can actually make you go. If you train hard like we do, you may not need 10,000 steps a day. Those 10,000 steps a day or 15,000 steps a day goals that people are going after may be great for, as Arnold used to like to call them, regular people. But for those of us who train the way we do, an hour of that kind of training requires recovery. And that may mean sitting still for a while. But that's another show. That's another
interesting.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. We ought to make sure we do that.
BrooksKubik.com, KUBIK.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. Brooks, we'll see you later, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good one, Carl.
You too. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the role of exercise in children and how it shapes not only their gut bacteria, but their brain and their metabolic system. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I'll be 58 years old this year, and when I was a kid, we played a lot. We were very, very active. Today's kids, not so much. You have to start depending on things like video games to get them to move more. It's very, very sad. My next guest is Dr. Monica Fleschner, and she is with the University of Colorado at Boulder. How you doing, Dr. Fleschner?
I'm doing terrific.
Your recent study that was published, Early Life Exercise Alters Gut Microbes, Promotes Healthy Brain and Metabolism. And we're starting to learn more and more about the interaction between activity and hormones and gut microbes. It's becoming very, very interesting. It's hard to tell where the chicken and where the egg actually starts and ends in that relationship. So let's talk about what you discovered. What questions were you trying to answer? What led up to this study?
So my laboratory has been investigating the impacts that regular physical activity has on both the brain as well as metabolism for many years. And only recently have we begun to explore that impact by comparing the differences between exercise started when you're young, at an adolescent age, and exercise when you start as an adult. So my research, I'm in the Department of Integrative Physiology here, and it's very basic preclinical work. So we work with animal models. We study laboratory rats so that we can investigate, you know, very detailed changes in their brain and body.
Mm-hmm.
So what we knew to date was that there was something different about what impacts exercise has if you start when you're young. And the biggest difference is how long-lasting or persistent the changes are. So what I mean by that is that if we begin exercising as an adult, we get many of these wonderful changes in the brain, like increases in neurogenesis, so the birth of new neurons, as well as this stress protective effect, so we can endure stressors better. But if we stop exercising, we only have a little bit of time, a couple of weeks, at least in the life of a laboratory rat, where that protection persists in the absence of daily exercise. But in our young animals, we found that if they stopped exercising, they had a very long-lasting change, as if whatever happened with that exercise early in life was more concrete or more stable. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is experienced by many of the people in my audience. I've talked about this anecdotally. You know, at my age, if I take off for a week or two, my ability to train diminishes dramatically. So,
yeah.
And I always joke. I say, you know, when I was young, I could take off. Well, back then I didn't lift like I do today, but running was all the rage back then. And, you know, back then I could, I remember going out drinking with friends in Los Angeles and the next morning doing a mini marathon along.
Yeah, exactly.
I was still drunk when I started running and I was sober when I was done. And today, if I take a week off from the gym and go back in, I'm like, oh man, I can't believe how much I've lost.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and of course there are many, many different, aspects of your physiological systems that fail to sustain this long-term change. But the one that we were exploiting in this particular study is, as you've described, this new sort of player on the scene, which is this large community of commensal bacteria that reside within our intestines. And this has become just all the rage in biomedical research, because although gastroenterologists and physicians have known these bacteria are essential for our basic digestion, only recently have we begun to realize that it's important for really fundamental processes like the development of a healthy immune system,
right,
as well as, you know, potentially this contribution to the development of the brain. And so what we wanted to see is, we knew from previous work that there was something different about the gut microbial structure from an individual that's obese versus one that's lean. So some of this very early work was just fascinating, where they could take the gut microbes from an obese rat and put it into a lean rat, mm-hmm. and that rat became more fat, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And then they even extended that to humans. They took microbes from a human gut from an obese person, and you could put that into a lean rat, and that rat got fatter. So there was something very different about what those microbes were doing. And what we wanted to see was whether in a very controlled situation in a laboratory where we controlled everything about these animals' environment, you know, exactly what they ate,
mm-hmm.
so you couldn't have any strange interaction there, would you change their gut microbes in response to daily exercise? And would the young animals change more than the older animals?
So when we talk about the change, so explain what you did. So you took these young animals, you had them in this controlled mm-hmm. environment. When you mm-hmm. talk about exercise, you talk about running on the wheel, I would imagine, right?
Exactly. So our experiments are completely voluntary exercise. So our animals live in pairs. with a running wheel in their cage, both the adults and the juveniles. And they hop on this wheel. They're nocturnal animals, and they hop on their wheels every night and run. These animals choose to do this, and they seem to like it. And, you know, we've got ways of measuring changes in their brain that indicate that they like this experience. So we had four conditions. We had adults with running wheels, adults without running wheels, juveniles with running wheels, and juveniles without running wheels. And we let them run, and we took samples, fecal samples, which is how you can get a measurement of the gut microbes.
Right.
And in collaboration with Rob Knight, measured this complex community structure change. And what we found is that those young animals had a shift in their populations that favor a lean phenotype.
Which, now I have to ask you, we've talked about the two different phyla, Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes, and I believe that it's Firmicutes that are associated with more leanness, more appropriate energy consumption, and Bacteroidetes with obesity.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly, and so that's exactly what we did. Is we shifted, we increased the Firmicutes and decreased the Bacteroidetes, and we think, and you saw that a little bit in the adults, but it was much more impressive in the young animals. And after we locked their wheels, we also locked their wheels, and then took continued samples out to 25 days, and the changes persisted in the young animals, whereas they reverted very quickly back to your sedentary. Your sedentary proportions in the older animals. And so I think it's just fascinating, if you think about it, that you're having this more long-lasting, stable change in the gut microbial community structure that could support your changes in metabolism and potentially changes in the brain as well.
See, and this is so exciting because, you know, everybody wants to blame the thrifty gene, which the reality is that from an evolutionary perspective, we all have thrifty genes compared to our ancestors a million years ago. But this really speaks to a more, if you want to include genetics, an epigenetic factor here. Because if you think about it from an evolutionary perspective, if you're a young child and you are in a hostile environment, you're not moving around a lot. And the body goes, you know, we need to put ourselves in a position where we use less energy, we accumulate more body fat, because there may come a time in our future where we're going to have to really, really struggle to stay alive. And so the body makes this energy-consuming adjustment looking out at the future, where if a child is more active, we call it exercise, because today we have to artificially manufacture activity. But where we came from, we were active. You spent 80% of your day looking for food. And if you're out there and you're moving around, the body goes, oh, you know, we're in an environment of abundance that supports life. We don't have to store a lot of fat. We can burn energy. We're good with this. We're okay. So this, from an evolutionary perspective, this makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yep, exactly. And it was amazing. We also did sort of the equivalent of a DEXA scan in our animals to see what proportion of their body weight increases were favoring lean mass versus fat mass. And those young runners gained actually a little bit more weight, total body weight, but a much greater proportion of it was lean mass.
Oh, I love it.
So it's exactly what you want. Yeah. And from a perspective of a parent, and I like the way you started the program, it's just critical that we get our kids involved and have regular physical activity be a part of their lives early on, because you have a much greater chance that they will continue with that for the rest of their lives, and you're failing to give them this long-term opportunity to cause shifts, favorable shifts in their metabolism that will benefit them for the rest of their lives.
Okay, I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I've got to talk about us older people and what we learn from the more mature rodents. Mm-hmm. So that we understand what we're up against when we want to stay lean as we get older. So let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. This is Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Monica Fleschner. We're talking about how early childhood exercise affects the microbes in the gut that in turn affects metabolism. We're going to talk about brain in just a second a little bit more, but I have to ask, so what can we take away as far as being older? I mean, I went through a period of time as a very young child being very overweight and inactive. I lived in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. The neighborhood was bad. My parents didn't want to let me go out and play, obviously. And so then we moved to Queens, New York, and I became very active. I played racquetball. I became an avid runner, and I shed all my body weight and my body fat, and I became very, very lean. Then I had children. I became very, very fat. And now I'm back, you know, I'm the traditional boomerang person.
and I'm very muscular now. My focus is more strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But I struggle with making sure that I don't put on too much body fat. Am I cursed with that for the rest of my life because of the microbes, or can I affect anything?
Well, that's a wonderful question, and I've given this presentation, you know, across the country at various scientific seminars, and sometimes the people in the audience will ask that exact question. What we're hoping to do right now is continue this work with support from the National Institutes of Health to try to also understand what makes the young microbial communities more plastic or more able to change.
Right.
And if we can understand that just a little bit more, we might be able to set up a situation in adulthood where we could evoke that plasticity or that willingness to change. And then maybe we'd have a chance. Because I think you are a perfect example of someone who is going to have to fight probably the rest of their lives against this metabolic process that was set up as a kid, unfortunately. And so it's just going to be harder for you, whereas, you know, some of us don't have to work as hard to sustain that lean phenotype. And, of course, there are many, many factors that contribute to that. This change in the gut microbes could be just one. So I'm actually very excited about that. I'm excited about trying to understand ways that we could maybe wipe the slate clean and then repopulate with a more favorable community structure.
We've been talking about the microbiome on this show for the better part of 7 or 8 years now. And every time I have someone on the show that specifically focuses on this particular area of research, I say, look, I can kill my lawn and reseed it. Get rid of all the weeds. I says, why can't I just kill everything inside my gut and reseed it? And it's like, well, it's too complex. You don't understand. And I get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're making big, great strides now. We've gone from fecal transplants to purified microbes from fecal matter, enterically coated, that get there even better. I mean, we're really making some great strides. And now the interplay between other physiological systems, like, for instance, we've done shows about rats that were supplemented with L-Ruteri and how they got young again. But we also found that their oxytocin levels went through the roof. And we're like, oh, wait, these microbes and these hormones, they play together. They work together.
Yeah.
You know, you can prime the pump from one side or the other, it looks like. So there's really, really exciting stuff going on here, which just makes it, while it's exciting, all that more confusing. Like, what do we focus on?
Yeah.
Is it enough just to change the diet and exercise? Diet does play a big role in it. We see changes in microbial diversity just from exposure to certain foods for a couple of days, right?
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. When I started this work about, I don't know, 10 years ago, it all sounded very simple. But this process of seeding the gut with these commensal bacteria, there's crosstalk between different populations of bacteria. So, you know, for example, the production of some of the short-chain fatty acids like butyrate, you might be able to identify your quote-unquote butyrate-producing bacteria, but there are some bacteria that produce the first part of that synthetic pathway of butyrate, and then another one that'll pick up and finish it. So it's extraordinarily complicated, but it's still very exciting. So one approach that I kind of like is the idea to sort of exploit the communities that are there already and help maybe increase a proportion with a combination of a prebiotic, so a type of a fiber that preferentially expands a type of bacteria, plus a signal like exercise, right? So you signal the bacteria you need more ready energy, if you will, and you provide the bacteria that provide that energy with more fuel to expand. That would be one way that we're trying to study to see if it's feasible of maybe helping to shift our communities, even though as adults they're less plastic.
One more nutritional question, then I want to talk about the brain factors in this whole scenario. So the ketogenic diet is becoming more and more in vogue for a variety of reasons, especially, you know, was approved by the FDA many years ago to treat seizures and epilepsy. It is now being experimented with as a therapeutic aid to treating cancer and using it in conjunction with chemotherapy or by itself.
And more athletes are starting to experiment with the ketogenic diet because they're starting to learn that, hey, you know what? You may not have to carb up. If your body can produce ketones on demand, you can actually not have to worry about, you know, saturating your body with all these sugars. And so ketogenic diets are becoming very, very in vogue. They are very different than the quote-unquote high-fat diet, because when you feed somebody high-fat with carbohydrates and simple sugars and proteins, it's different than when they just eat a high-fat diet with very, very little carbohydrates and some moderate amounts of protein. The body treats it differently. Do we know anything about how this emerging therapeutic diet affects the diversity of microbes in the gut?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Yeah, my primary focus is not on nutrition. I'd have to dig in and see if somebody has picked that up. I wouldn't be surprised if someone is exploring that observation. Yeah. Certainly, people are doing very focused nutritional supplements and investigating how that impacts the gut. But I don't know anybody who's specifically focusing on that diet.
Well, because we were talking about butyrate, and that's one of the contributing factors. Now let's talk about the brain for a second. One of the things that I learned early on about the microbes in our gut is they eat what we eat, and then they poop, and either their poop is good for us or bad for us. So I strongly believe that a lot of autoimmune disorders are linked to microbes that poop things that are toxic, but obviously they have the ability to influence healthy changes in the body as well. So is that how they affect the brain? Are they making metabolites that end up increasing, like, brain BDNF or these growth factors?
That's exactly where the research is going. And so we know there are some kinds of bacteria, like lactobacillus and bifido, that if you feed those to animals as well as people, they seem to produce this reduction in anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so we know that they're capable of doing that. What the metabolite is that they're producing, sort of the downstream impact, is definitely an area of intense research, and people are working on it. I think there's a different theory every day. The kinds of things that we see that change in the brain, you know, beyond what everybody sees, which is the growth factor changes and increases in neurogenesis, we also have very interesting changes in the serotonin system in the brain that we think is really important in supporting what I call a stress-robust phenotype that's produced with regular physical activity. So there's changes in actual receptors that we can measure in the brain in animals that regularly exercise. And a lot of those changes appear to be more persistent in the young animals, too. So it's a very interesting dynamic. And what the signal is that's coming from the intestine and the gut up to the brain is a wide-open question. There's a lot of possibilities. There's a neural connection, you know, through the vagus, for example. You could have just a direct release of metabolite into the circulation, mm-hmm. which we know that the gut microbes contribute in a real way to circulating metabolites that we can measure in the blood. And perhaps you've got a crossover into the blood-brain barrier that way. So we'll let you know in 10 years, and maybe we'll have it a little more untangled by then. But for me, as a person who studies stress physiology especially, it's been really exciting to add this new entire arena of these commensal bacteria that we coexist with into the equation.
I think I know what you're going to say to this question, but I want the audience to hear it from your lips, Dr. Fleshner. What do you want parents, but clinicians, pediatricians to take away from your research?
I want them to take away the fundamental importance of I'd add educators into that as well, and our entire political system, the fundamental importance of allowing and promoting and sustaining regular physical activity on a daily basis with an understanding of the long-term consequences that it can have for health.
Dr. Fleshner, thanks so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MDDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Man, the microbiome continues to be an exciting area of research. You know, in conjunction with the microbiome, there's an emerging area of science called metabolomics or metabolomics, depending on what part of the country you're from, that I'm sure is going to intersect with the whole microbiome discussion very shortly. So last Friday, we didn't have a casual Friday because it snowed terribly here, and we just didn't want to get stuck at the studio. But we will have a casual Friday tomorrow. We've got lots of good stuff to cover from last weekend for this week. And all the people at constantly post things on my wall, especially Gordon Waddell. Gordon Waddell posts some of the great things right on my wall so we don't have to go digging for them.
You know, we have the best audience in the world at Superhuman Radio. I kid you not. And they make the show what it is. It's not me. I just come in here. I'm the lucky guy who comes in here and gets to do the work. But the audience contributes so greatly to the show. So we hope you can tune in tomorrow for Casual Friday Live. If not, catch the podcast. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm stepping in.